Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming program author Jeffrey Hutcherson, and he is the author of Hot Chocolate Happiness. Jeffrey, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. How are you doing, my friend?
Good. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Man, I am happy because I said so. I am one of these people that I really discovered that I had fun with life, and I was really discovering how to make my life work, and I saw where I was getting in my way, and I discovered how I can have more fun. I love my life.
So tell us about your book.
Oh, my book is about Hot Chocolate Happiness is my nickname. And as I was just going about and being Jeff in front of people and being enthusiastic, I would share my ideas with people and they'd be like, Jeff, you really need to write that down. I mean, really, you should write that down. I heard that three times and I'm like, okay, I'll write it down. I have these simple ideas for as far as how I create happiness in my life, and people really dug them. And so I decided to, okay, I'll let my creativity flow and I'll share it.
So who did you write your book for specifically?
I wrote it for myself. I was actually getting my method of operation out, and then I found that everyone could relate to it. You know, it was relating to men, it was relating to women, it was even relating to some kids because my message was so simple.
Is there a minimum reading age in the book?
Minimum reading age, well, I would say 18, just because of you got to have some more life behind you to understand some of the philosophies I'm talking about. So I would say that just as a minimum. But kids have picked up and read some pieces of it, and they got it. So, again, it really depends on who's looking at it and are they ready to receive some good information.
Now, could you say there's any type of central message or perhaps underlying theme that you would say runs throughout your book?
Oh, it is personal autonomy. Really understanding that everything boils down to you. You know, your life is going to boil down to four words, if you say so. And really understanding that you have the power to make yourself feel good, and you're the one that also makes yourself feel bad. And it's really wonderful to know that you can take control of that.
So if you had to choose, what would you say is the single most important idea you're sharing in your book that's really going to add value to the reader's life?
Understanding how they are allowing and how they are denying the happiness in their life. You know, it's really wonderful when someone can understand that. How healed will they be when they stop speaking of the idea that they're sick?
Now, if you could compare your book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
I've been told The Power of Belief with Bruce Lipton. Because of my style, because of the things that I'm talking about, they are equating it to that. That's what I'm writing like. You know, I've never read that book, but I've heard of it. But this was just me expressing myself. And as it came out, that's what people were telling me when they were reviewing it.
So what is hot chocolate happiness?
Hot chocolate happiness is really understanding that you create happiness in your life. Man, life is either two things, something to feel good about or something to feel bad about. And hot chocolate happiness shows you that you can change your focus and find more things to feel good about.
So what was your inspiration to write this book?
I was inspired to write like three books so far, but I guess the biggest piece was me. I was really wanting to have more happiness in life. And I had this question of how can I do it rather than why I don't have it. That was the biggest piece for me, is when I understood how can I have more. That opened me up to more possibility. And it showed me how I was actually creating more happiness because I was asking how from a place of possibility.
So how does your book actually help someone find happiness?
Well, it helps them understand that the happiness that they have comes from within. Everything that they want is going to come from within. Very simplistically, our world is an emotional world. Everything we want and experience, we want and experience because we think we will feel good in the having of it. And understanding it's the feelings that regenerate when we say, hey, you're a great person. Hey, I don't like this person. Hey, I don't like this life experience. Hey, I wish I had more money in my bank account. All of those things, when we say that, there is an emotional attachment that we have when we say it. But now if you just understand it's not what you're saying, but how you feel as you say it, that is the key.
So what's your method of operation for happiness?
Very simplistically, I recognize that simple rule that life is either something to feel good about or something to feel bad about. And I get to choose that all day, every day. And if I'm choosing to feel bad about something at a particular point, I really have to acknowledge that and go, you know what? I don't have to believe everything that I think. And especially on this subject, I am not going to use this as a reason to feel bad about myself or my life. This is something that is just happening in my life experience, and I'm more solution-based thinking rather than focusing on a problem.
What do you think prevents people from happiness?
Oh, just the simple fact that people believe that they're not worthy. They think that happiness is fleeting. They think happiness is something that is outside of themselves. Happiness very much so is something that is generated from within. When they recognize that, then they're just going to have more of it.
So in your opinion, how can we have sustainable happiness?
Well, when you realize that nothing has to change so that you can choose to feel good, and then if you stay on point and just really check how you're thinking, how you're speaking, you are going to find the more things that you celebrate about life, you're going to get more things to celebrate. It's really that simple.
So how does judgment come into play with all of this?
The idea of judgment is very simple. Again, you use judgment as a way to monitor, how do I feel about this? Usually judgment has a negative connotation, whereas I'm coming from a point of like, what is my personality like about this? Can I integrate more of this into my life? Is this something that I want to experience? Judgment is your personality saying, hey, I like this, or hey, that I don't. It's not such a big thing that is a etched in stone type of thing. It's a very fluid concept.
Most people have to deal with all kinds of fear of losing their money, fear of getting sick, fear of losing their loved ones. How do you break through those fears?
Well, those fears are just a very basic idea that you're going to experience something that you're not going to survive. And my friend, unless that's death, that is the one thing that cannot happen. Because if you think about something and you fear that this may happen, you really haven't decided your emotional content on how you can choose beforehand. Listen, I have, and I can be as optimistic as I want, and I still have car issues. I still have a life that happens unexpectedly. And what am I going to do about it? Well, I said to you earlier in the interview, nothing has to change so that I can choose to feel good. I can feel good regardless of what's happening and just use whatever my life experience is as a way to figure out my creativity. Again, to be a solution-oriented person rather than focusing on a problem. And as I do that, it becomes easier and easier to navigate and go through life because I've just gotten more comfortable in this method of thinking and feeling.
What about relationships with others?
Oh, man, I love this. When I discovered that I just wanted to love people no matter what, and then when that came to my relationships, I saw how much judgment and how much conditions I had for as far as being loving. You know, people had to call me a certain amount of times a day to tell me that they love me. They had to treat me in a particular way. All of my happiness in relating with other people was depending on their outside behavior, not how I chose to be for me. When I discovered that nothing had to change so that I could choose to feel good, so I could feel good regardless of their behavior, that took them off the hook. Now I'm happy, and now we can discover how many ways that we can be happy together rather than this is the only way we will be happy.
Do you think it's realistic to expect to be happy all the time?
For me? Yeah, I do. I've seen what this world has done, and guess what? The idea of being realistic, everything that surrounds us is someone's idea that we did not have right away. Somebody had a thought, somebody had an inspiration that didn't exist in this world yet, but they held it in their mind. They did all of the steps that they could to have their idea come to fruition, and here it is. Clothes, cars, automobiles, internet conversations, all of these things that make up this amazing life was once an idea in a human being's mind. So, can you be happy all the time? Yeah, you'll be as happy as far as your attention span goes, but it is up to the individual and is up for you to live, not for me to say.
What's been your most rewarding experience since publishing your book?
Having fun teaching classes with it, having fun seeing people get it right in front of my eyes, and also just the fact of here is something that I was just inspired to do that made me happy first. This was totally made for me so that I could figure out what was going on within my mind and in my heart. And then when other people saw it and they had their results of being happier because of how I was expressing my happiness, that's indescribable. The greatest gift we have is each other. There is nothing man-made that can ever take the place of the gift that we can be to each other at any moment. And that has been the biggest piece for me so far.
Now, did your environment or upbringing play a major role in your writing?
It played a very nice role, especially my personality. Yeah, very much so. It did. And then my writing style is like you and I are having right now, very conversational. I'm not writing to impress philosophers. I'm writing for everyday people. And whether you're a anointed initiate of great spiritual teachings or you're just the everyday guy walking down the street, you're going to understand where I'm coming from.
Most authors have one specific reason for writing a specific book. What was your reason for writing this book?
I had to get my creativity out of me. It was like this was like breathing. I had to do this. I had to express myself this way. And because I realized that I had something to say, I had something that I wanted to share. And this was feeling so good and I couldn't wait to share it. Life is really beautiful. I love how it unfolds and I love what I'm discovering. And I wanted to share that excitement with other people.
So based on your experience as a writer, what's the one recommendation you would make to authors just starting out?
Oh, wow. Really? Write clean. And what I mean by that is that you say what you mean. You don't need a lot of filler conversation. And when you're writing about something, really write about something that you enjoy. Write about something that you can talk about over and over and over again and really have fun with it. You know, it really doesn't matter the subject that you speak about, but if you frame it in such a way that you can be empowered and coming from a place that feels good, it is phenomenal. So enjoy expressing yourself. Enjoy getting your message out and know that your message, someone wants to hear, someone needs to hear, and you can have so much fun being you.
So what part of your book would you say you personally like best?
Oh, wow, okay. You know what? It's my preface. My preface in the book, when I talk about how the biggest lesson was inspired through this meditation. My preface, when I talked about how love communicates to you through everything that you're interested in. And how that was discovered and shown through me, through my particular personality. So, you know, quite honestly, it's the preface of my book. It's amazing. It's a story I love to tell over and over again.
So in your opinion, who should buy your book?
Anyone who wants to have more fun in life, really wanting to discover how they can have more happiness in life. You know, I got to tell you, the way that I wrote my book, I'm not coming from a place of there's something wrong with you or there's something missing in your life. And so when I share these philosophies, if you're thinking that there's something wrong with you, it's not going to work for you. You listen, you are perfect as you are right now. It's understanding how you are walking in this idea of perfection that's going to give you more fun. It's what you're saying that makes all the difference. And so now we're just going to pay attention to what am I saying?
Do you have a website?
Yes, my website is jeffreyhutcherson.com. That is JeoffreyHutcherson.com.
Well, this has been just great. Our guest today has been Jeffrey Hutcherson, and he is the author of Hot Chocolate Happiness. Jeffrey, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Listen to some of your favorite authors every day 24/7 by visiting theauthorshow.com. Just click on the book title and the player at the top of the page. These interviews are available to book buyers worldwide on demand. If you'd like to be a guest on the show and feel you could benefit by getting in front of your target audience with a high-quality media interview that'll make a real impact, visit theauthorshow.com, fill out the form, and we may be contacting you shortly. You can also visit our audio bookstore at theaudiobookmarket.com. Join us here next time for another great book and another exciting author on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.